Hey friends, Gene Valentino. We just landed. Quick plug for the wellness company, www.twc.health. And check out the promo code you need to put in there, Gene4TWC. Again, G-E-N-E 4, the number 4, TWC. Super discounts included. This is your arsenal. This is your military arsenal. This is your complete kit for attacking all of the biochemical and virus concerns that are threatening our lives today. www.twc.health. Hi, friends, and welcome to another episode of Gene Valentino's Grassroots Truthcast. You know, each week we try to mix it up a little bit and do something a little different with folks from different walks of life, different social lifestyles, different political lifestyles, and we definitely want to stay current with the issues of the day. And that's what brings me to my guest today, who I found very interesting. Actually, I met her through X, through Twitter, but it was because of her positions on various issues that really turned me on. And I think it's worth our time today, at least for a half hour. If you're traveling by car, if you're home between chores, go to www.genevalentino.com and make sure you hit the subscribe button. We'd love to have you join us for a ton of episodes. This one is with Ms. Laverne Spicer from District 24, the Hollywood, Miami area. She's running for United States Congress as a Republican. Laverne, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Gene, for inviting me on the show.
You know, you're something. I saw you on X, and you have a commercial on your campaign website, which was just over the top good. And I really enjoyed what you're saying and where you're going. You're running against a Frederica Wilson, and she's a Democrat in your area. The District 24, folks, is about 780,000, 810,000, it varies in that area. But that's the average size of a United States congressional district. And Laverne is with us to tell us who she is, where she's coming from, why she's running for this crazy political job, and how she differentiates. The key is differentiation, how she differentiates herself from her competition. Welcome again, Laverne. Where are you from? How did you end up in District 24 in Florida?
Well, originally, I'm from the Carolinas. I moved to Miami many years ago, and I began following my heart, my passion. Then after my mentor passed, her name was Curly King, I started a food bank in Miami. And around 1999, I started a food bank. So because I saw people eating out of the trash cans, I saw people homeless in the streets, and I saw people really having a hard time. So I decided that we need to get together, me and my friends, other people I know, and do something about it. So that's how Curly Towson Style came into fruition. And 20 years later, here we are. We're still helping people survive in the midst of the storm. No matter what they're going through, we're here to help them. So my passion led me to politics, because anytime you're operating a program or you're doing anything like this, of course, you have to reach out to the politicians. You got to get to know them. So I helped so many of them get elected, get into office. And after getting elected, you know, call and say, hey, you know, I help you. I need you to help me. And a lot of times I didn't receive any help, you know, and other times I just got faked out, you know. It's like, okay, we're going to help you. Just call so-and-so and nothing happened. You know, so when Trump said, hey, why don't y'all run and take back your districts, because they're not helping you anyway. And that's why I believe in 2020, the first time that I actually ran, that you saw so many Black people running for the seats, running for these congressional seats that would have really otherwise never even thought about it. We would have never thought about it. But it's when he said that, I think that really caught our attention. And I said, you know what? He's right. Let me throw my hat in the race and try it. So that's why originally I decided to run, because Like I said, many in so many of these congressional districts, we vote for these people. They come out, they get a seniors dinners, and people, somebody said, "Well, Laverne, why don't you pass out fried chicken?" And somebody thought that was racist. But the truth of the matter, that's what they do in these districts. They give them shrimps, they give them fish dinners, they give them chicken dinners and say, "Hey, vote for me." And the people do it. But then when they get in office, they get elected, and you're calling your elected official, and you just getting to run around for simple stuff that's going to end have you coming right back to my food bank to say, "Miss, can you help me? I need some help." Then what the hell is the purpose of electing their ass to office for? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you talked about something right there that I was going to ask you about the food bank. I'll come back to that in just a second. But one of the things you just touched on, which is the biggest concern to me, these, especially in Congress, it's like some sort of Stockholm syndrome or some sort of spell comes over the person. They're going to tell you what they're going to do to reform Congress and to be true patriots and to be true public servants working for we the people, right? They get through that swinging door of Congress and it's like some sort of spell comes over them. They forgot who they were, who got them down there in the first place. They forgot the priorities they promised you and me. And then they get this mandate. Hey, you got to raise this much money per year to the Republican Party. And oh, by the way, number two, or Democrat Party, by the way. And then number two, about your top six list. Listen, here's our list we need you to get on board with first. And okay, Laverne, let me see what you have here. Okay. Well, we're going to get to that. But here's what on Thursday, when at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when we're voting, we need your yes vote on this. It's like, you lost all of your individuality and you're being demanded to conform into some sort of mold. Whatever happened to those people back up in District 24? That's what I want to know. What's your take on that first?
Well, what's happening to those people is that they still suffering,
Yeah.
and we see that all throughout the United States. A young man came here yesterday with a 2-year-old little boy, the cutest little kid, and he didn't have any shoes on his feet, no clothes to wear. The man had nowhere to stay. And he was like, "Well, I went to see the commissioner, and his office told me that they didn't have anywhere to put me at right now." And I'm like, "Okay, so how could a commissioner office just tell you like that and not even try to work on his case to find him a place in a homeless facility, knowing that this man is homeless with a 2-year-old kid?" So, we basically have people that are heartless sitting in these seats that are celebrities, self-serving, just concerned about their own pockets, and basically don't give a simple care about their constituents. So this is the problem.
We're talking with Laverne Spicer, Republican candidate for United States Congress, District 24 in just North Miami area near Hollywood, between North Miami and Hollywood, representing almost 800,000 people. It's a Democrat district, isn't it? Primarily Democrat?
Yes, it's a very blue district. And then the last time when it got redistricted, it got more blue-er.
Yeah.
But for me, I always get a lot of the Democrats' votes, and that's because I serve everybody. We have an organization. We have to reach out and help everybody. We're in the streets with the people,
Well, that
talking to the
shows.
people.
Yeah, I used to be county commissioner for 2 terms, and there was nothing greater than to work in the food bank, public needy services organizations that, like yours, that reached out. They were the last leg. They were the last reach to the folks that really needed food, shelter, clothing, and maybe some job direction. I commend you for that. That to me is grassroots. It's why I came up with the name of the show, because this is the real Americana. This is where it starts. It's down in the neighborhoods and the streets. And Laverne, you represent that to me, and that's why I invited you on the show. What is your, did I hear you say the last, your mentor passed, her name was King?
Yes.
Any relation to the Martin Luther King family?
No, none at all. But she was a pioneer beautician in Miami. She helped a lot of people, and she was a strong woman, and she taught women how to stand up and find your truth, find out who you are, love yourself,
That's
and
good.
go for your dreams. Follow your dreams. It doesn't matter what your dream is, go for it, because if you believe it, you can achieve it.
Well, she did something right because she guided you to being such a good. You know what I really like about you is you're not even elected yet, for crying out loud. And here you are doing the greatest public service that you can possibly be doing. It's hands-on. It's what I call the last leg. It's the real grassroots of the constituents that need the most help. And you know, what's your campaign strategy going to be like? Do your opponents, either on the Republican or Democrat side,
Well, part of my,
reach out the way you are?
yeah, well, I don't think they're doing what I'm doing. Like I said, I'm in the trenches, I'm in the streets, I'm talking to people. We're knocking on doors, you know, we're talking to people. And not only that, as a Republican candidate, as a conservative candidate, I'm in the hood. I'm in the hood, okay?
You're
I'm
seeing
in the
it.
hood. I'm not just in the suburban areas, you know. I'm in the middle of the hood talking to people, letting them know what's taking place in this country, because a lot of people don't have a clue. They do not have a clue.
You know,
And we're
in
waking them up.
the hood, as you say, there's a lot of Democrat strategy that grabs a less informed person, tries to sign them up as a Democrat, and just vote for me and don't worry about it. There's no relationship to what they're really going to do for the people. They do you see that that's wearing, that the folks in the hood, that even some of the existing Democrats, are they morphing over to the Republican side? Are you catching any of that?
Well, you're talking about years and years and layers and layers and layers of work. First of all, you have the news media that's feeding them what they want them to eat, meaning telling them what they want them to believe. Then you got the Democrats out in the streets that are registering people to vote. I don't see no Republicans out here asking these people to sign up with anything. Okay, we just don't have that. And that's one of the problems and the disconnects that the party has, because they're not in the black community. You know, they are not here talking to people. But myself as a candidate and Ruben Young as a GOP candidate, we are doing the work. We are here. We're talking to these people once again. We're educating these people, because a lot of times they don't have a clue. They don't know about the books that are in the school system or in the library. They don't know that these people are trying to, are at an early age, to trans these kids. They don't know all this stuff is taking place. That's our job, to wake them up, to wake them up and let them know that the Republican Party is about growth, education, awareness. We put God first. We believe in putting family first. So we got to let them know what the party is all about and what it stands for. And not just it's the K party or the KKK, because we all know that the Democratic Party was the party that started the KKK. So awareness is the key. And it's up to
Come
us
so
to wake
many.
the people up.
How come so many people don't know that, Laverne? This has always been a question for me.
Because the Democrats use the race card to make up for everything that they're not doing for the people. Oh, y'all don't have a place to stay? It's because of the KKK. Oh, your rent is short? Oh, it's because of the KKK. Because that is what they play, the race card. They use the race card game. Oh, the Republicans are racist, but the Democrats are the ones in charge all of these areas that are facing all of the problems. It's their failed policies that have been failing our communities for years. It's their policies.
You
So in order to make up, they use the race card for everything.
and it's a shame because the Democrats were the cause of the racial attitude that came out from the earlier days. I didn't see it coming out of the Republican constituent. I saw it coming out of the Democratic Party. And what you said a minute ago is absolutely correct. I've always wondered about that because it would seem to me that, I mean, people aren't stupid. They're just ill-informed. And they, I think when you and you're so grassroots the way you are, it's clear to me that all they got to do is hear your story, and they're likely to go your way regardless of the party, right? Who cares? Really, at the end of the day, isn't this democracy supposed to be looking at the person, not the party?
Absolutely.
And I
That's what it's
think
all about.
so. Talk to me about how you stand up against your Democrat opponent. And who, first, start with your Republican. You got a Republican primary first. Go ahead.
Well, how do I stand up against the Democratic Party? The same way I stand up against those liberals that call my phone to ask me why did I say what I said. I tell them exactly what's on my mind because if you ring my bell, I will come to the door. I'm going to answer.
Well, you've turned
So,
around. Okay, so real rapid fire now. Your three to five key issues that you're going to Congress to try to do something about.
number one issue, we need to close that border. Stop allowing those people that hate this country to enter this country. The next issue, we need to get rid of those people that are not natural born citizens or that are not citizens of this country that are in Congress that hate this country, such as Ilhan Omar. She needs the GO. She needs to go with the quickness.
Yeah, I saw her on TV recently, along with Rashida Tlaib and AOC.
All of them.
But what, they didn't get appointed or anointed. They got elected. So what's with the people who elected them?
That is a very good question because they clearly do not care anything about this country at all.
Yeah.
And do not leave out Cori Bush, who was like really instrumental for with AOC and the rest of them. And trying to get the police removed and trying to reform everything with the police department. And while at the same token, she had over $200,000 worth of private security with her at all times.
Yeah. What do you think about what's going on up in New York and what's happening to Donald Trump?
Well, we know what that is all about. It's about trying to keep him off of the ballot. That's what it's all about. Trying to keep them off of the ballot.
I can't resist. I saw it on your website, so I'll say it. You had quoted the current president who, during his campaign, used an expression that went something like this: "You're not black if you don't vote for me." You want to comment on that?
Well, to me, that was a very ignorant comment for him to make, and he has made so many other demeaning comments about black people. Because as an independent thinker, how are you going to tell me who to vote for? I don't need to like consult with them before I cast my vote for anyone. That's my prerogative. So I'm black, and I've been black all my life, and I voted for Trump, and I will vote for him again.
Your comments were very evocative when I was reading some of them on the website too, especially through Twitter X. And I remember one of the things that I impresses me is that you got a business. You're running a business. It's reaching out to a whole sector of needy people. And I commend you for that. So without you talking about it, you seem to have an economics background or a business background. You got through about three priorities on that list you mentioned earlier. What's your take on what government's role would be in providing economic incentives for small business?
Well, First of all, if they're going to provide an economic incentive for small business, it damn sure shouldn't be nothing like them PPP loans that many people got caught up in that woo-woo hot thing that I really want to say, but I won't. But that was like a catch 22 because in a sense, because you getting ready to go after all these people and they making it clear that they're not finished locking people up for those PPP loans. But on the same token, you have different governing bodies that have used that money to build hotels and
That's
build other things such as, hope the buildings, shopping
yeah.
centers, and everything else. But you're locking business owners up for using the money. So we don't need no damn traps. If
Yeah.
you all just gonna put the money up and then it has a net or whatever, you're gonna come after people. What's the you gonna people not gonna apply for it? I did not apply for those funds.
Well, there's
I
a
did not
difference, isn't
apply.
there? Yeah, there's a difference, isn't there, between a handout, government coming in, giving you a handout. You have no motivation, and the employer doesn't have a motivation either sometimes. They get the money. Might as well stay home. I get making this money per day, per week, per month. What the heck do I need to go to work for? I just sit here and enjoy this money coming in, as opposed to what's referred to as trickle-down economics. It was Reagan economics. It was the idea of, instead of giving you a handout to sit at home and do nothing, but rather instead giving the employer an incentive to grow the business, to secure your job longer term, to give you more of an opportunity for growth and a path to advance yourself within the organization. Those, to me, are the things that I think government has a role to for. They do not need to be managing your business. And that's where we get into trouble when government overreaches. The big issue I bring to your attention, back in the early days, Lee Iacocca, owner and pre well, CEO of Chrysler Motor Company, now out of business, but at the time he had like 14,000 employees and he needed money because the payroll was drying up. It was a lag in production. He goes to the United States Congress. For the first time in history, the United States Congress lends Lee Iacocca Chrysler about $25 million. He takes that money, corrects his problem. He did the unheard of. He paid it back with interest. He paid it back with interest. Who's paying anything back with interest these days? You mentioned the student loan program before. Look at what's going on just with the student loan program. They want to forgive everybody and put it on the backs of those same hardworking people that you're seeing every day. Your comment.
Well, and not even to leave out, what about those 800 billions that went to Ukraine? And now Joe Biden wants to hire 87,000 IRS agents to go and shake down the American people that are working. And God knows, only knows what they may want to do to those seniors and the little bitty checks that they get for their retirement checks. And not even to mention Nikki Haley is talking about changing the ages, she get elected to 70 years old to be able to retire. So what she
Yeah.
want people to do? Die on them jobs? I mean, these are serious things that we got to really think about when it comes to electing these people into office because they're not hiding their agendas anymore. They are being pretty clear and transparent about what it is they would like to do.
Folks, we're talking with Laverne Spicer, a Republican candidate from District 24 in Florida for the United States Congress. It's a primarily a Democrat district, but frankly, friends, there's a lot of deep blue districts that are becoming purple, and some purple have even become red. And if there's ever a chance for Laverne to have a good shot at winning an election, it's likely this November 2024. We wish her the very best. We're going to take a break, and when we return, we're going to go 10, 15 minutes more with Laverne Spicer, candidate for United States Congress, right after this.
Hi, friends, and thanks for joining us for many of the episodes we've had here on Gene Valentino's Grassroots Truthcast. All the episodes are listed on www.genevalentino.com. I'm humbled for your patronage, and I'm humbled to have Mike Lindell's support during the years past as well. Mike is our premier sponsor for MyPillow. MyPillow is now my store. Mike's got over 250 products in and out of my store and in and out of the MyPillow suite of products. We're very grateful for Mike's support over the episodes, and we hope you continue to patronize him. Please do so on MyPillow.com, promo code GeneV. Great products such as the full-length body pillow that'll keep you cozy stem to stern. We also have the pillow itself, a patented design, a patented product that's fabricated in this pillowcase. We also have the body bolster. The bolster is smaller, great for between your legs or under your neck to keep the support and wellness in place. And we also have one of the many, this is a pillowcase, but there's many other sheets and blankets and my slippers and my coffee and my who knows what else. There's everything in there in the inventory and suite of products. Just surf through the site on www.mypillow.com. I'm sure you'll find something there suitable for you. Thank you for your patronage. And I speak for Mike, too. Thank you for your patronage.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to our second half of our Grassroots Truthcast with congressional candidate Laverne Spicer, 24th District of Florida, federal district for the United States Congress. She's running as a Republican, and she's got at least one Republican in a Republican primary, and she's running up against an incumbent Democrat. A district area like many in the country that is more purple or blue, but are morphing to red. And I think if there was ever a time in history where some of these blue and purple districts are moving more red, it's right now, notwithstanding the insanity of what's happening at the federal government. We have a tsunami. We have a tidal wave of bad behavior going on at the federal level. And what America is beginning to realize is that we need more Republicans in Congress to support the President of the United States, presumably Donald Trump, for his second term. Welcome back, Laverne. I hope I threw you a softball. You want to hit it out of the ballpark for me?
Sure. You know, yeah, and also what we need in Congress is for the Republicans to start supporting our issues and not siding with the Democrats as well.
Yeah, where is that coming from? What's going on here?
I don't know. You know, we have people, even like when Liz Cheney was in, the same thing. You know, we have people that are Republicans that need to start voting. They need to start pushing to get that border straightened out for number one. They need to start pushing to get Joe Biden out of that seat for treason and for destroying this country. So they have a lot of work to do, and they need to get on their job. That's what they need to be doing.
Well, you know, in a constitutional republic, a democracy, we've set it up here in America as a two-party system. At least that's what was intended. And it didn't mean we all had to be in lockstep and agree with each other 100% of the time. I mean, Who gets 100% of the people to go along 100% of the time with you, you know, on every issue? Obviously, we have some differences, right? So in the Republican Party, in the Democrat Party, there's points of difference. The difference is the Democrats, if you're not in lockstep with them, like a bunch of Stockholm Syndrome children falling in line, you got to be like beaten into a pulp of, everyone's got to be on the same plane. Everyone's voting the same way. But in the Republican side, there's a few that step up and say, hey, I want to express my opportunity to run as a committee chairman or a party chairman. I want to express my point of view a little different than this guy's point of view. We don't run them out of town and send them out to pasture. We welcome the difference of opinion, but then we move on. A perfect case in point on that recently is the U.S. Congressman from District 1 in Florida, Matt Gaetz, which is where I am here in the panhandle of Florida, who gets out there and goes out on a limb and puts it out there to remove Kevin McCarthy as Speaker Speaker of the House. Wow, did that create some turmoil or what? What's your take on that?
Yes, it did. I love how he stepped up to the plate and handled that. That was a great, great job because the speaker needed to go. Just that simple.
And my understanding was, is he didn't deliver on certain aspects of border funding. He didn't get the tapes back on the January 6th investigation. They all of a sudden got encrypted or disappeared somewhere. And all of a sudden, these promises he had made were not being fulfilled. And many of the Republicans thought they'd all buckle and cower to Kevin McCarthy. Ironically, the new guy, Mike Johnson from Louisiana, is a pretty good alternative. He seems to be pretty stable. What's your take on that?
Yeah, you just said, you know, he seems to be doing pretty well, you know, and at least we know he's not a rhino and weak like what we just got rid of. So we just need to have more people like Matt Gaetz and Brian Donalds and Wesley, who is new but still doing a great job. You know, we need to have more people that are fighting to help save this country while we still have one.
Absolutely. You know, we can have our differences, but democracy isn't, everyone thinks it's got to have everybody on board. No, it doesn't have to have everybody. It has succeeded longer than any other governance in the world, because we've tolerated our differences better than other governances in the world that became autocratic, fascist, social, and communistic. Here we have room for tolerance and acceptance for diversity, and that's what makes us such a beautiful nation. And I'm so grateful that you've stepped up where you've got 3-1 Democrat over Republican. I think you're going to have a challenge, but you know what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing is that if the Democrat who was scared to show their true opinion in social media, in the news, and elsewhere, all of a sudden says, I'm going to stay quiet, but when Laverne Spicer steps up, I'm a Democrat, I'm voting for her. And that's how I think Laverne Spicer is going to win this election. Have you crossed over the line and get that feeling from Democrats to see if you're acceptable to them?
Well, I have been talking to them, yeah, for years, you know, and people always say, I don't, even with the ones that are Democrat, they say, hey, I don't support your party, but I will vote for you because I know you as an individual.
You know you
And
as
I
an
know,
individual, and they know what you're doing in the community.
And the work that you do in
there
the
you go.
Community, you're helping people.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, we got about 5 more minutes. Give us a summary of some of your hot issues and, you know, Congresswoman Laverne Spicer, what's on your hot list for when you're in your first year in office? What I know you mentioned 2 or 3 of them. You mentioned closing that border. You couldn't be more true. Now, I don't mind looking at funding over in Ukraine and Israel and elsewhere, but I'm concerned about how much of that money's going in the Biden crime family. What do you think?
Same thing. And, you know, my concern is the seniors here, because these people have worked all of their life. They're living on such a small income. But the problem is, when we look across this country, the cost of living is rising, especially here in Miami. I mean, a one bedroom may go for $2,000 in Miami, but their checks, with the small checks they get, they cannot afford to pay the rent. So something needs to be done about that. We got to help these people to help build these countries, and not these people that they are bringing over here in record numbers that are taking the subsidies and everything else that we need to sustain in the first place. Just like in New York, they put the kids out of the schools and let the illegals move into the schools.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah.
So
now on immigration, Laverne, so they're here now. We got some number over 10 million running around this country, depending on who you're talking to, most of them undocumented. So if we assume over almost 9 to 10 million since the 3 years Biden's been in office, if we assume, I'm guessing, another 10 million running around, let's say 20 million people running around this nation, which are considered immigrants, illegal immigrants of one status or another, What's your immigration idea? How about taking some of these people and putting them into our military, teaching them about our democracy, and making them work off in some way their entitlement to become an American citizen? What, you have any ideas?
Well, first of all, I think we need to track them down. They need to be vetted. We need to know who these people are. We need to know who it is that we are letting into this country. So that needs to be the first thing that we do. And yeah, allow them to work. Allow them to work it off, you know, because I see a lot of them that show up. They're getting housing. They're getting Medicaid cards. And they're getting some type of income a month. While I'm watching these veterans that are staying in the streets that are still homeless because they have mental issues and nobody is helping them.
Yeah, the tear that comes to my eye is when you tell me there's a veteran holding a sign on the corner trying to grab $2. He died. He fought for our country. He or she fought for our country. And here they are looking for $2 because the Mexicans are occupying the resources of the United States, and some of these other races are coming in, taking up our money, and there's no money left over to support the very veteran who fought and died for this nation. Is to me the biggest insult. We're about to lose our nation if we don't do something about it. My only hope is you put a plan in place that gets rid of the you-know-whats and gets them out of the country, sends them home on a return ticket back to wherever the hell they came from, number one. And number two, those legitimate who have a pathway, maybe a sponsorship program where an American citizen says, hey, I'll sponsor that person. He can come and work for me, and he can also live with me. But he's got to learn English. Oh, by the way, English is the primary language, right?
I don't think so. I don't think it's the primary language. I don't think so.
Talk
it
to
must
me about
be Spanish, because everywhere you go, you need to speak Spanish in order to get a job. And most of the time when you call into these companies, they say press 1 for Spanish, 2 for English. So I think it must be Spanish.
Well, if you're being funny, then we agree. If you're not being funny and you're serious, then maybe we have a difference of opinion. But until my dying day, it was always English.
And it should be English. It should be English.
I mean, we can learn, and we're a culture that teaches many of the different languages in the world, and we do it better than the other nations of the world. But boy, I sure hope we return to the English language as being the primary language, with no disrespect to these other cultures and these other languages. I mean, it's just that this, if you're coming into our nation, which you and I share as American citizen, when, as the old expression, when in Rome, do as the Romans, right?
Right. And America first. We need
America
to put this country first.
First
and the people first.
So what's on your campaign trail? What do you do next here now?
Well, next I continue, you know, social media, talking to people, holding get-togethers with people and talking to them about my campaign, what I'm doing, continue knocking on doors and letting people, and continue to wake people up. Wake them up.
And how do they reach you, Laverne? What's your contact information?
Okay, they can reach me on Twitter, and they can also reach me through my campaign, which is Laverne Spicer for Congress 2024.
And your primary comes up when in Florida?
It's coming up in August, but first, before we even do that, we do have to qualify on this end.
Okay, so you're underway now. Have you had the chance to meet Senator Rick Scott or Senator Marco Rubio? And how do they, are they, have they offered to help you in any way?
Well, I haven't had a sit down with them, but I have met them before, but I haven't talked to them about my campaign.
Folks, we're talking with Laverne Spicer, Republican candidate for the United States Congress, District 24, the Miami area on the east coast of Florida. A population in a district of about 800,000 people, and it's more Democrat than Republican. So a woman like Laverne stepping out, people by people, get away from this Republican or Democrat party idea, because it doesn't necessarily, you want someone that's going to represent you, the person. And that means you got to find a person who's going to step up and step out for you to represent you, not when it's sunny and convenient and easy, but when it's hard, when the going gets tough. And that's what I've learned about Laverne Spicer. Laverne, before we close, any final comments you'd like to share with your audience?
Yes, you can follow me on Twitter, and you can also donate to my campaign and help support my campaign.
And they do that through what?
Through my website, Laverne Spicer for Congress.
Thank you so much for joining me today,
Laverne. Thank you.
I really appreciate this, and we wish you
Thank
the very
you.
Best. We'll stay in touch. And I hope to hear from you if there's any late breaking news announcements involving your campaign or your position on national newsworthy events. You've been watching another great episode of Gene Valentino's Grassroots Truthcast. I thank you for joining me today with congressional candidate Laverne Spicer from the 24th District, a Republican candidate looking to unseat an incumbent Democrat. And that's what we need more of, Republicans in United States Congress, to help a Republican leadership carry the torch and basically make the reformations that are so desperately needed for the damage that's been caused in the last 3 years here in the United States of America. Thank you for joining us today. Gene Valentino, Grassroots Truthcast. See you again for another episode soon.